We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Midday.
Okay, here we go.
This is Midday with Jamie and Wicket on 98.1 KMBZ.
So this may come as zero surprise. I saw this story from our friends at Bloomberg. Amazon's listening to what you tell Alexa.
I mean,
knock me over.
There's a difference between knowing what you tell Alexa and recording it and listening to it. Right? But they're actually listening to it. Why do they care? What I'm saying to why do they care what Billy Joel song I want to hear? Right? Why do they care?
Tens of millions of people use smart speakers every day and their voice software to play games, find music, troll for trivia. Millions more are reluctant to invite their devices and their powerful microphones into their homes out of concern that someone might be listening. Sometimes someone is. Amazon.com employs thousands of people around the world to help improve the Alexa digital assistant powering line of Echo speakers. The team listens to voice recordings captured in Echo owners' homes and offices. The recordings are transcribed, annotated, and then fed back into the software as part of an effort to eliminate gaps in Alexa's understanding of human speech and help it better respond to commands. So when I tell you somebody's listening to everything you say, my first inclination is, oh, God, what are they going to do with it? And the answer is they're going to use your voice to better improve their product. But it's still scary to know that they've got thousands of people listening to thousands of Amazon Alexa instruments, these Echo things, so that that way they can better serve you better. Does that make you feel any better at all?
It doesn't make me feel anything. It's when I have my Alexa plugged in, like, what are you doing that you don't want it to hear? I guess I'm just sort of resigned myself to the idea that the internet knows everything I'm doing already. Yeah. Like, here's what happened last week. We talked about Branson. Or it was this week. My days run together. But maybe it was earlier this week, Monday or Tuesday. We spent some time talking about Branson. Because the weekend before, last weekend, I had gone to Eureka Springs. At no point on my computer did I Google anything. I had no intention of going to Branson. Didn't Google it. But perhaps on the text line, someone texted about Branson and that showed up on my computer. And I kid you not, that night I was getting emails from Living Social about deals to Branson.
Yeah.
I feel like they know everything anyway. It was like, I tweeted, I said, well, can we talk about like Norway tomorrow? And can we talk? Yeah. I'm going to get travel deals somewhere. Can it be somewhere that I really, you know, need the deal? So I guess I'm, and maybe this is not good, but I just feel like I'm not doing anything wrong. You know, I'm not committing crimes. I'm not.
Hey, Alexa, order me an 8-ball.
And if you're learning is my shopping habits or what I might be interested in, congratulations. I feel like the internet, Google knows that anyway.
The Alexa voice review process, described by 7 people who have worked on the program, highlights the often overlooked human role in training software algorithms. In marketing materials, Amazon says Alexa, quote, lives in the cloud and is always getting smarter. Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrifying, but okay. But like many software tools built to learn from experience, humans are doing some of the teaching. The team comprises of a mix of contractors and full-time Amazon employees who work from Boston to Costa Rica, India, Romania, according to the people who signed non-disclosure agreements, barring them from speaking publicly about the program. They work 9 hours a day with each reviewer parsing as many as 1,000 audio clips per shift. Nine hours a day, about 1,000 clips per shift. You're doing, what, about 100?
About 100 hours.
About 100 and some change every hour. They take up the top 3 floors of the Global Worth Building in the Romanian capital up-and-coming Pipera district. Do you have any idea about Romania?
I don't know I don't know anything about Romania.
The modern facility stands out amid the crumbling infrastructure and, by the way, has no exterior sign advertising Amazon's presence. The work is mostly mundane. One worker in Boston says he mined accumulated voice data for specific utterances such as Taylor Swift and annotated them to indicate the searcher meant the musical artist.
What if you didn't? What if, you know, I'm trying to think of an example of that. But what if you didn't mean the thing that they take it to mean?
Well, here's an example of that. Occasionally, the listeners pick up things Echo owners likely would rather stay private. A woman singing badly off key in the shower, say, or a child screaming for help. They then use internal chat rooms to share files when they need help parsing a muddled word or come across an amusing recording.
I apologize if you said this because my brain is now thinking through this. How soon are they doing it live? Or how soon after you say all of that are they listening to it?
Don't have that.
Okay.
Don't have that. But, I mean, they're doing 1,000 clips per shift, probably. I mean, probably just all get sent to a database, and I'm guessing the people who work overnight. Well, I mean, overnight, it's daylight somewhere, and these are Costa Rica, Romania, Boston. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Are we going to get to a point with Alexa where it's going to be listening to you live, or has the ability to?
Probably.
Here's what's in my head right now.
These are recordings.
As you are talking about, you know, people whose jobs it is to go back and listen to the things that you said in front of Alexa. In my head, I'm picturing all the people that Facebook has hired to monitor live content and to, or not live content, but to monitor content for things that shouldn't be on Facebook. It has me now wondering, like, are we going to get to a point with Alexa where they're going to monitor it live? When you said a woman is screaming for help, could you, you know, instead of saying, hey, Alexa, call 911, will there be people just listening to you?
Ironically, the next paragraph in this story, two of the workers said they picked up what they believed was a sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
When something like that happens, they may share the experience in the internal chat room as a way of relieving stress. Amazon says it has procedures in place for workers to follow when they hear something distressing. But two Romania-based employees said that after requesting guidance for such cases, they were told it wasn't Amazon's job to interfere.
Oh, this is going to be where this is going to go next. This is going to be the next conversations we'll start having. So let's say that happens. Let's say, and I'm going to use rape, sorry, but I'm going to use it as an example. No, I'll use a shooting as an example.
I don't know which one. Okay.
Just because I don't want to avoid talking about that right now, because we'll come back to the abortion topic in the 1 o'clock hour. Let's say that you have some kind of domestic situation or some kind of struggle in which shots are fired. Do you not have, is what Alexa recorded evidence of that crime? And aren't those people in Romania listening to evidence of an alleged crime? And would they not have the obligation to turn that evidence over to police?
Do they have the obligation?
Should they?
If they're listening to recordings, if they hear something illegal going on.
Or that sounds illegal, because you don't know.
Is it their job to contact officials?
I say yes, because we're expecting Facebook to do it. We are expecting, right? I mean, we are expecting Facebook, because officials in New Zealand just went through this. We are expecting Facebook to take down live streams of crimes that are being live streamed, because we feel like it's their job to not allow that kind of content. Now, does Facebook have the obligation to call police if they feel like things are being live streamed? I think some of us think so, because if you have anyone who is witnessing a crime being committed, regardless of who that is, shouldn't they be calling police?
Well, it seems like that these people, to me, and feel free to jump in the conversation if you'd like to at 576-7798. It feels like these people, their job, they're not hired to monitor what's coming out. They're hired to create a better so you can talk to your Alexa better.
But it doesn't change. You're right. That's not the purpose of what they're doing, but it doesn't change what they have. It doesn't change what they have access to. It doesn't change what they know about, you know, it, to me, it feels like they have a responsibility. When you have that information, you have a responsibility to do something with it. The vast majority of times, this isn't going to be an issue, right? The vast majority of times, you're not going to have crimes being where there's going to be evidence that police didn't already have, maybe. But could police in investigations subpoena those recordings from Amazon and say, you have the recording of what went down and we want it?
576-7798. You can also text into 22980. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Also coming up, we'll update our poll question. Follow us on Twitter and vote at KMBZ Radio. Have you filed your taxes yet? And Kansas City makes a couple of good lists. We'll tell you what they are coming up next.
98.1 KMBZ. This is Midday with Jamie and Wicket.
They're all taking over. Facebook, Google. Google listened to this show and had Jamie, gave Jamie Branson info. Just because we were
chatting
about
travel deals to Branson, which I didn't really need. They clearly weren't listening that closely because they didn't hear me say no to Branson, but they sent me deals anyway.
There are people out there listening to your Amazon recordings when you say, Alexa, turn on KMBZ. Somebody in Romania or Boston or Costa Rica or somewhere in an Amazon building is listening to that. And now their goal is... Which, by the way, the goal is probably a pretty good goal, is to translate what you're saying and make it an easier conversation between Alexa's listening and their interface and your words. And that way it's a smoother process for the product you spent hundreds of dollars to have in your house or whatever. The question, though, is about, you know, why are they listening? What if they hear some bad stuff going on? Is it Alexa's job? Is it Amazon's job to report a domestic fight, a gunshot, a sexual assault? Is it their job to report that?
And the comparison I made was that we expect Facebook, as they have all these monitors now, to stop live streams of crimes if they see them. That came up in New Zealand that, you know, it was... that there were people that were watching that and Facebook, they said, didn't do enough to take that down. And somebody said to me on the text line, your average individual is not expected to report crimes if they see them. That's not necessarily true. We have mandatory reporters of some child sex crimes. There are some people whose job, by definition of what they do for a living, are mandatory reporters. We also have crimes, and I don't know exactly what it's called, but where if you are aware that a crime is being committed and you don't do anything to stop it and you don't report it, you can be charged with a crime. So yeah, we do have instances in society where you can be charged if you know that there's a crime happening and you don't do anything about it. We'll get to this call here. And then somebody gave me a heads up about a story out of Arkansas where, in fact, police subpoenaed records from Alexa from Amazon.
Let's go to Larry first, who's in Lewisburg. What's up, Larry?
Yeah, the Alexa thing, technology has overtaken us. You need to reexamine your life if you need to tell an inanimate object to turn your lights on, turn your radio on. Open your garage door.
See, Larry, you said a word there that I think is wrong. It's not need, it's convenience.
Convenience leads to problems. And
like what?
If you need...
It's not need, though. Don't use the word need.
If you need an inanimate object to help you turn your lights on, you need to reexamine your life. And who in the world wants everyone listening to what they say in their own home? It's just stupid.
Larry, but it's not need.
Larry, let me ask you a question.
I'm not saying that's you.
But let me ask. No, she said need,
need.
Not me.
You said need.
How big is your TV, Larry?
54 inches.
54 inches. Nice size television. You got a remote control for that?
Yes, I do.
Why? Why don't you just get up and go turn it? It's a convenience thing to have a remote control to change the channels and switch the inputs and do all those things. Why do you have a remote control? Because it's convenience.
You still using a phone book?
That's a different convenience.
But no, it's not. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's just different and new. And look, I don't have one of these things because I don't mind getting up to turn my lights on or whatever. But Larry, right. it's the same idea. Like if I can say, Alexa, turn on KMBZ. Alexa, turn my kitchen lights on. Alexa, turn down the fireplace. It's convenience. Some people say laziness, But it's the same thing. I could get up and turn the TV. Remember when remotes were connected by a cord?
Mm-hmm.
Remember
phones too.
Phones, remember all that? It's just the way things are.
For me, it replaced some of my devices. For me, it was a matter of consolidating a little bit.
The Alexa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Having the Alexa meant I didn't have I didn't need a radio. I often didn't need a device to look up recipes.
Okay.
I didn't need a device to look up directions. All kinds of things that I didn't need those devices then. I didn't need a clock. I could just ask Alexa what time it was.
Yeah. And Larry, thank you for your phone call, man. I don't mind turning my lights on. I just, it whatever, you know, but it's all about convenience. You don't need to do any of that stuff.
Right. And I'm not the biggest techie in the world. I mean, I don't have a Nest. I don't have a door. Now I rent. Nor do I feel like I need it. I don't need to see who's on my front porch through the doorbell.
Dude, it's pretty cool.
I'm okay just walking to the door and looking. I'm just not the most tech inclined, but I don't have a problem with people who are.
We have the Nest and we have the Ring doorbell. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? It's for us, the Ring was safety for when Lee's home alone, and maybe when I'm home alone, just to see who's at the door. If it's an Amazon guy that's just walking up, it's cool. If it's somebody else, she can pick up the phone whenever. Actually, my laptop got dropped off, and this was convenience. It got dropped off and was about to pour, and I was down the street. I got the alert on my phone. I'm like, well, I don't want my new laptop sitting on my front porch in the rain. So I ran back home because I saw the image on my Ring doorbell.
But see, to his point about the Ring doorbell and being able to see who's on your front porch, mm-hmm. looking through the little hole in your door will also tell you who's on your front
Very
porch.
Very true, yeah.
And
yeah,
so to me, you know, you're talking like 10 feet of difference, right? You can look on your app on your phone, sitting in your chair 10 feet away, or you can go to the door and look. I don't feel any more safe knowing who's on my front porch by sitting on my couch and looking at the phone versus going to the door to look.
If Lee is upstairs with the baby and it's somebody at the front porch and it's somebody who's not important, she can just look at it and just let that person leave. If someone's trying to break in or someone steals something, yeah, that's where that Ring doorbell comes in definite handy. Definitely comes in handy. Excuse me. My bad. It is 12:29. It's midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll get to those two lists.
98.1 KMEZ. This is midday with Jamie and Wicket.
576-7798. James has been very patient, and we appreciate it. Go ahead, James. Don't worry. Alexa's listening.
Yeah, I hear you on that, man. I just got a quick question for Jamie, because a lot of time when these topics come up, she's always saying, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, I don't know why you don't mind them listening. So my question to you, Jamie, is there anything in your life that you do not want to keep private? Like, do you have anything that's private to you yourself that you don't want nobody to know about?
I assume that's a rhetorical question, but of course.
Well, I mean, actually, it's a genuine question because I'm genuinely wanting to know, because this is where I'm getting at is to me, all these devices and technology, they're always listening all the time. Like, it's not just when you click the button and say, hey, can you do this for me? They're always listening to you. So if you're having a late night, you know, nightcap with somebody and you guys are doing something extra, and you guys are, you know, saying explicit things to each other, somebody else is listening to it, like, I don't understand how you don't feel any kind of violation of privacy by these devices just always listening to you. It's crazy to me.
The reason I don't have a problem with it is because you don't have to have an Alexa, and you don't have to have it plugged in. And so you have the choice on whether it's listening by whether you choose to have that device and whether you choose to have it operational or not. I have an Alexa at home that's not plugged in right now, so I don't worry about it. And if I wanted to have it plugged in, I would plug it in. And if I don't want, I mean, you make those choices. You make the same choice when you're online. You know, it's no different than if you're online. You know, do you want Google to be targeting ads to you? No. Well, then don't go online. And you can say, well, I have to go online. Well, no, you don't. You know, you make those choices based on the consequences of that.
James, thanks for your phone call. Appreciate it. 576-7798 or text in to 22980.
So someone had texted us this story because I was asking about the implication of Alexa being able to hear everything and whether we're going to get to a point with Amazon where if they were to hear a crime being committed and they now have evidence of a crime, what can be done with that? And so the story was out of CNN a couple of years ago. A high-profile attorney has taken over as lead counsel for an Arkansas man accused of killing his friend, a former police officer, after a night of drinking and football. A prosecutor had sought recordings from the defendant's Amazon Echo smart speaker as evidence in the case, a request that Amazon had rebuffed. According to a court document, a lawyer ended the legal tug of war when she filed a motion saying her client, James Bates, would voluntarily hand over the recordings. Amazon provided the data to prosecutors later that day. So in that case, Amazon did in fact later turn over what they had in the case. We're going to have more cases like that. We're going to where you have evidence of a crime. Now, that's not why you gathered that recording. That wasn't the intent, but you still have it. And police are going to say, we're going to subpoena that as evidence.
And I think, because it goes to how much is my phone always listening? You know, how often have you been having that conversation with somebody and your phone's in your hand, and you may not have been looking up, you know, I don't know. You're talking about stuffed lions. I have no idea. But all of a sudden, you're talking about stuffed lions and stuffed animals. And then, boom, you pop on Facebook, and you're like, there's an advertisement from Amazon and it, on my phone for a stuffed lion for $14.99. And I'm like, where in the world did that possibly come from? Does that mean that my phone is doing the same thing? If I'm online, if I have my Wi-Fi or my data going, are they going to be always listening? And if I'm around something bad, can they grab it off my phone?
Yeah, on the other hand, it could protect you, right? I mean, you might, on the other hand, it might save you. If there's a situation where they're listening live and you do have a situation where somebody breaks into your house, you might appreciate that Big Brother is listening.
And I'm not totally off. I know that a lot of people, you know, it's a very big political divide, but I'm not totally, opposed. I'm not totally opposed to that.
I don't care because you have a choice. You know, you can go back to the old days. My mother does not have an Amazon Alexa. You don't have to have one, you know, and she gets up and answers her doorbell just fine and turns on her lights just fine.
Because the argument against that is, well, I want one, but I want one where they're not going to be listening to me. Well, again,
we want everything, don't we?
They're listening to improve their product and the relationship between your voice. And when you say, Alexa, turn on KMBZ. You know, those are things that they want to improve the product on because the next generation of Alexas or Echoes is going to be better. And then guess what? The fifth generation and the sixth generation, just like your iPhone. Think about your iPhone 1. How did that thing compare to your new iPhone 10 or your Galaxy S9 or 10 or whatever we're on right now? They keep wanting to make improvements to it. And so now, in case I have an accent or a lisp or something, they want their Alexas to understand when I say, Alexa, turn on KMBZ.
Texter just said, I Googled engagement rings. Now every ad on YouTube is engagement ring companies.
Yep.
And that wouldn't happen if you'd just gone into a store and looked.
Or,
but you Googled it.
Here's a little hint for you. I don't know how it works with Apples because I don't know how to use an iPad. I don't know how to use an Apple laptop. I have no idea. Google that in incognito.
Yeah.
All right. Google that in incognito. Search for your plane tickets in incognito. Search for your rental cars in incognito mode.
There's a fun little tip for you. Free travel tip of the day.
Uh-huh.
If you are, it really, really works for flights. And it really works if you're looking for like big flights. But if you do a search for flights, you'll notice later that the flights maybe have gone up.
By like $7 to $10.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's because they remembered that you searched before. They know that you searched before. Do it in incognito and that won't happen.
Same thing goes for rental cars.
Yeah.
Like you can Google, you know, go to Kayak or Hotels.com, whatever your site is. And if you look for a rental car or you go to Hertz.com or whatever, and it's $24 a day, if you come back 5 minutes later or 10 minutes later, if you leave the site and come back an hour later, you're like, yeah, I guess I got to book that a Chevy Aveo now. That thing's going to be $31 a day.
Yeah.
Because it knows that you want that car and it just raised the rate $5. do it in incognito. Open your tab, your new tab in incognito, and you'll save yourself some money.
Remember the days when the thing that we worried the most about was putting our whole credit card number online and whether that was safe? Man, we don't even worry about that anymore.
I don't even care about that.
Just your phone, your credit card number's on everything now.
Hold my phone up to this register and pay, and I don't have to pull a single anything out of my pocket or wallet.
Yeah, that used to be our big fear. Oh, my gosh, they get my credit card number. What are they going to do with it?
Let's go to Aaron in Kansas City. What's up, Aaron?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yep. Well, you guys were talking earlier about how people are kind of using Alexa out of convenience or maybe even a genuine, like, laziness.
Sometimes it's necessity, but oftentimes it's laziness.
Yeah. Well, I'm a quadriplegic, and that's just kind of a fancy way of saying, like, I'm paralyzed from the chest down. And I actually use Alexa to turn off and on lights and the change the thermostat and to maybe see who's outside the door because I'm physically incapable of doing those things.
Hey, Aaron, without getting too personal, have you always had this condition or is it more recent? Like, how did you live? How did you turn the lights off and turn your thermostat up and down before Alexa?
Well, 5 years ago, I was in a car accident and I suffered a spinal cord injury that left me the way I am now. So before that, I was able to turn off and on the lights myself.
But this popped up, this terrible incident happened. And did you immediately go to get one of these, what are they, home systems or whatever they're called? Did you immediately, or is this a new thing for you?
It's a fairly new thing for me. Before I got an Alexa, I basically relied on the people I was living with, which were my parents, are my parents.
Gotcha. Hey, thank you for your phone call, man. And it sounds to me, just listening to him, you know, you get one of these things, a terrible situation. And Aaron, we wish you the best, my friend. But Alexa, some people say we use it for laziness. Dude needs it.
Yeah.
I bet his life is 10,000 times a little more convenient because of Alexa.
Or if you have elderly parents, you know, or parents in a nursing home or whatever it is, or family members, and something like that could genuinely make, if they're less mobile, could genuinely make their lives easier. I know people are going to laugh, but if they fall and need help, you can have Alexa help you. You can call for help if you are not mobile.
It's not just asking for that next Billy Joel song.
It's not. There was the old, what was the thing? The old commercials, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah.
That's the obvious joke there. But it genuinely could help people that can't get around.
Aaron, thank you for your phone call, my friend. It's on our Facebook page. If you want to read how Amazon is listening, do it now. Facebook.com/981KMBZ. It's TV Theme Song Thursday. Get your nominees in now. We'll see what Chris has cooked up coming up on the other side. Those two lists we've been teasing for a long, long time, we will get to coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.